Good morning, 8:43 here on the Mighty 690, and at this point we have a special guest who is joining us on the phone. We have Curtis Foster of a little involvement with the Demo Derby that's coming up this weekend. So, good morning, Curtis. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, good to have you on here. So, what is your official like role with the Demo Derby? Do you have a title or of anything like that?
Oh, like right now, I am doing the lineups. I start
okay.
The cars, make sure everybody's in order and ready to go.
Hey, that's awesome. So can you tell the folks listening, maybe who haven't been to a Demo Derby before, what is this all about? How did this whole thing get started?
Just going out there, building cars, I guess, see who has the best, the meanest, toughest, drives the best. It's who has the last car standing, kind of gladiator-type stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's super fun. And I mean, for those folks who haven't been to something like this before, I mean, what do you say to try to get them out to see something?
Oh, you could watch legalized crashing in the cars. It's real fun, loud motors. Like tonight, it's going to be the mini cars, like a bunch of mean little bumblebees running around. It's fast, hitting hard. And you get to watch tonight also minivans. So if you're kind of tired of seeing them minivans driving around all over town in your way, you could watch them thin out the herd. There's going to be a bunch of them out there tonight.
Hey,
them are kind of fun.
That's great. What about, I know they're kind of a dying breed, but are there many station wagons left that don't have the backs
No.
all crumpled in?
No, they're getting really, really hard to come by. And when you do find them, everybody thinks it's just a cheap sport. But some of the bodies are $4,000 to $5,000 a piece just for a car body. For them station wagons now, they're getting really, really hard, and you will travel lots of miles just to pick them up. It's just not really a sport to knock the windows out. These guys here are actual race cars that they tear up.
Wow.
It's very neat.
That is great. So, okay, so you've got, there are definitely rules in this. Can you, in a nutshell, like, what are some of the basic rules that these drivers have to know?
They have to hit within a minute. A noticeable hit or a damageable hit within a minute, and you are going to not hit the driver's door. It is safety number one deal. It's really go have fun. That's number one safety deal is don't hit the driver's door and everybody get along.
Well, sure. And, you know, as far as the participation goes, I mean, do you have just, you know, local guys who maybe have a car who it's just kind of a part-time thing? Or I'm sure it's kind of a combination of that. And is there such a thing as like a professional demo derby driver who actually goes from, you know, derby to derby?
There is. There's actually a whole bunch around here that is professionals. And they'll go, like I said, they'll travel 6 to 8 hours away just to go to a big derby. And the money we're paying $5,000 to win on a compact tonight, and we're paying $5,000 to win on a full size car tomorrow. That's big money just for somebody to go tear up a car. But
well, that
no
sure
matter
is.
If you win or not, you're going to throw a lot of money in one of these cars.
Well, yeah, and I mean to be able to win that in one night, yeah, that's a big deal. So, and then the other thing that people have to remember, you know, you've got kind of a do you call it like a pit crew or what are the folks who are you know out there you know fixing the cars you know maybe changing tires, doing some welding? That's another part of this the staff
right.
and team.
If you don't make it, or if you do make it to the finals and your car's hurt, or if you don't make it, there's something called a consolation. They'll have to go out there to the pits, and they'll get your tires fixed, maybe fix an axle, weld, you know, like you said, weld a whole bunch, get the car straightened back up just enough to get back in there and hopefully get some of your prize money to back.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's some very creative, fast fixes that are going on over there. So that's kind of a lot of the fun just to be able to watch some of that off in the distance on them fixing that up. So do you several different rounds? And is there I know you already mentioned some of what you've got planned tonight. I imagine you're going to have different events tonight versus tomorrow night. Is that correct?
Right. Like tonight, we're going to start at 7 o'clock. And we're going to start with the heats. It's going to be the mini car heats. Then as soon as the heats are done, we're going to jump to the minivans. Then after the minivans, we're going to have a consolation. That's for the guys who didn't make to the finals on the first trip. And we'll pick a couple out of there, and that's who's going to go to the finals. And it should be a good night. Then tomorrow we're going to do the same thing, and we're going to have a, like a hobo class, or a, it's a class that's built really, really stock. So you get to see them cars wad up pretty easy. Pretty neat to watch them cars.
Oh, that is great. So I know we're going to be giving away some tickets later in the program, so we will have the chance to stop by for free, but just like any of these grandstand events, I mean, it's a really pretty darn cheap entertainment to have a whole night of fun. And anything else you'd like to share, sir, about the Demo Derby coming up this weekend?
No, it's going to start an hour. It's going to be a little hour earlier, and so it's going to be a little hotter in the day, so make sure you stay hydrated. It'll be 6 o'clock tomorrow, but it's going to be loud. If you got little kids, kind of put earmuffs or something on them, but you got some very, very mean cars tomorrow that's supposed to be showing up.
No, that's a good reminder, but I know those stands are going to be full. Motorsports, a big deal around here, and we appreciate you taking the time to just tell us a little bit about this, and it's going to be a great time, and I know I will definitely be out there.
All right, well, glad to see you there.
Okay, well, sir, thank you so much, Curtis Foster. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a lot of fun out there.
All right.
All right, you take care. That is Curtis Foster here from the Demo Derby, and boy, oh boy, that's going to be a real fun time. So looking forward to that, and like I said, a little bit later in the program, we will be giving away some tickets for the Demo Derby. So up next, we do have our Ask the Expert segment with the folks from Sun Group, and then we'll be getting into Open Line right after that. So keep it here on the Mighty 690. We have 68 degrees right now in Coffeyville.